with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake.
Stuff pepper.
Bring the body.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys. Yeah, stuffed pepper with ricotta cheese. That's exactly what I was going to talk about. And put a little Italian seasoning. You know, there's herbs that you can buy a mix. Mix it in with the ricotta cheese and put it in a pepper.
That sounds nice. I want to hear about that. But welcome back. Thanks for joining us. It is the Grilling Guys show, the smokiest show on the airwaves. We are at thegrillingguys.com. Check us out on Facebook. /thegrillingguys. You can check out Grilling Guys Takeout on Facebook. You can check out, I'm on Twitter, it's Grilling Guy. Our website is loaded with sponsors like Old World Olive Company, Allen Bob's, Garrett's Appliance, Sobey Meats, Schmoe's, Fen Valley, and My Pillow.
Your pillow, my pillow, my slippers. I got some of those. Those are comfortable, baby.
Yeah, so let's hear about that ricotta cheese. That's like cottage cheese.
Well, it's an Italian version. It's a little bit smoother. It's not in a curd.
So it's got like a little accent.
Right. So, but it is a little bland, unless to me.
Sure, like cottage cheese.
Right, and so you spice it up with a little Italian seasonings, and you know, a bell pepper. They come in. Some of them are very large. I like to get a little bit smaller ones because it's too much cheese in it if you put a bunch in there. But maybe like a couple heaping tablespoons in there. You cut the top off the pepper, take the seeds out, right? And then it's a bowl. And you can put a lot of things in there, but an easy one, light, summery, not a heavy dish. It's just
stuff the whole thing with it?
I like I said, maybe halfway full.
So you could cut it in half and make a boat out of it.
Yeah, exactly. And then you'd put less in each piece. That'd be a great idea rather than a cup, right? Make a boat.
Because, I mean, it's just cottage cheese, so it's going to get...
Yeah, but it's stickier than cottage cheese. You've had cannolis. Ricotta's in a cannoli. It's a little bit sweet, and you know, you put a little more seasoning in it. It's pretty good.
So couldn't you throw like some meat in there?
No, I wouldn't. No, not today.
Well, there's some recipes I found on Better Homes and Gardens website that looked pretty cool when I was looking up ideas for peppers, and this one's a Southwestern. And it's, you can use yellow, orange, sweet, any kind of sweet peppers. And then you get some fresh peeled, deveined shrimp. And
shrimp ain't meat.
Skinless, boneless chicken breasts.
Oh, that's meat.
Bulk pork sausage, whatever you want to do.
See, but I told you we couldn't make it.
You cook it up and you mix it with some whole kernel corn, some onion. I'm going to put the recipe on our website, chicken broth, things like that, cornmeal, green chilies, and it's just cilantro, Alfredo pasta sauce. It just
there's a lot going on there.
Gorgeous, yeah. And that's a pepper with a little, and it's got some veggies in it and some cornbread stuffing mix. So that's going to be kind of cool. There's another one that was a stuffed poblano, and that really, I love poblanos. I bought a bunch of them for an event I did a week or two ago, only to come home and find that my daughter had used them all.
Yeah.
We love peppers.
Oh, sure.
So poblanos are just cool, and your average person doesn't necessarily buy poblanos.
They're
so,
like a giant jalapeno without the heat.
Not as much heat.
Right.
They got a little bit of sweetness and a little bit of heat, but it's just a different flavor. Like, you know, all peppers have their own area they tend to explode in, and poblano is just that's the cool thing about using peppers, right? I think they came from South America, and there's like 150 variations of them. But they all have their own little different flavor profile, you know. So when you start combining them and adding them up, you get you can take it in different directions, just like a habanero. It has such a fantastic flavor. The heat's too much for a lot of people.
Right.
But the flavor is fantastic. And then we could talk about placental fiber if you wanted to.
That's not meat. Not touching that one.
Yeah, well, that fiber inside a pepper is what is, it's actually very healthy for you, and that's where the heat is. It's not the seeds, but that also has all the capsaicin in it, and that's what's so good for so many things like arthritis. And you know, you eat your medicine if you're smart. If you're like the North American Indians or the ancient Chinese or the Aborigines, or, you know, these people all ate their medicine, and peppers are loaded with medicine.
Yeah. So my son comes home. He's a professional hockey player. He's home for the summer, and he's worked with dietitians his whole career because, you know, you burn a lot of energy and they got to replace it. He has a comment that he uses that resonated with me. He said, well, Randy, you know, I know you're into cooking, and you've got to use great ingredients because you can either pay the farmer or you can pay the doctor. How are you going to get your fruits and vegetables and your minerals? You know, so I thought that was a great comment, because if you're not doing it with natural foods, then you've got to go to a doctor and get it chemically. And he said, who would you rather pay, a farmer or a doctor?
Yeah.
You know,
no brainer.
Both are good, but
no brainer.
When I'm eating, I'd rather pay the farmer all day long.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why I think so many of us have switched over to so many organic fruits and vegetables. And I'm happy to see that the availability or the array of them in the supermarkets just keeps growing, because you don't have to have, it's back to Monsanto and these people like that that are giant chemical companies. You don't have to have their junk on your food. Look at what Roundup is doing to people. I mean, you want that stuff out of your system. And like years ago, when we were at another station, I had my buddy in. He started the first organic dairy in Michigan, and it's called Hillhoff Farms. And Sobe sells his meat.
No, his milk.
I mean, his milk.
No meat this show.
No,
see, we're trying. We're really trying.
Tim is actually William's wife's cousin.
Yeah.
So these guys are from Hersey, Michigan. It's the first organic dairy. It's called Hillhoff Farms. And I'm telling you, dude, their chocolate milk,
rich,
it'll ruin marriages,
right? Yeah. Sweeter than my honey, right? Yeah. So next one up is, what about zucchini? When you've got those in your garden, you don't have one, you have hundreds. Those things are prolific in a garden. They just produce the fruit.
And the small ones especially,
right?
If you're making zucchini bread, you get the big ones,
right? But the zucchini, I cut those up in ribbons lengthways along the
zucchini.
So it
looks like a dill spear.
Yeah, or a flat, you know. Yeah, even you can do them in spears, but I like to do them in flats too, because what I do then is use that and I make like a little caprese skewer after I've grilled it, because when you cut it, it's going to be a little firm, but when you grill it, it's going to soften up a little bit.
Oh, you're doing like, casino coins?
No, long ways down the zucchini, and maybe a quarter inch thick. And it's just a flat
ribbon.
Like
those stacker pickles,
yes,
that they sell?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And I'm going to grill those and cut them, depending on the length of the zucchini, just cut it long enough that you can wrap it around a little piece of mozzarella
doing them
cheese.
Real thin.
Yeah,
that
I can wrap it after it's grilled, though.
So what are you doing to spice them?
What? Just a regular barbecue seasoning, whatever you like to do. Maybe probably heavier on the garlic
What I find with zucchini and yellow squash is your basic oil, vinegar, cheap Italian dressing,
yep,
maybe a vinaigrette, something like that, for a couple hours on the countertop. And I did some just the other night on the grill, and we did hot dogs. I went and got some Kogel Viennas, and we did a hot dog bar because I got a bunch of grandkids over all the time. And then I did the zucchini spears. The kids were a little standoffish. They tried.
It's a vegetable.
They told me they tried them.
Right.
But I ate the heck out of them, and the adults really loved them.
Yep.
Because I don't know, there's something about that Italian dressing that just turns everything into magic.
Right. Yeah, it is good. And with a little bit of oil in it, it helps things brown a little bit when you put them, again, hot grill. Most of these vegetables, you want a hot, quick cook and get them off the grill and eat it.
Yeah.
You know, while it's still warm.
Yeah.
Because as they cool down, they'll soften. A lot of the grilled vegetables will soften, and then they aren't the texture.
So you're not growing any squash. You don't actually have a plot.
I do not. No, everything we're doing is in a pot.
I'm surprised. Well, I'm not surprised. You got those two horses in the backyard. It wouldn't make it. You'd have to put up an iron gate.
And you know, in spite of what you might think, I got rabbits everywhere.
Really?
Oh,
were those monsters in the back?
Yeah, they're around.
Those are brave rabbits.
Yeah, I know. But they're quick. But anyway, all right. You're putting up with us. We appreciate it. We're still going to stay with the vegetables on the grilling, guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.